Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hello.
And we are here with another episode of Visions. Star Wars Visions. This is season 2, episode 8, The Pit, which is by what studio, Chris?
It's really hard to pronounce. D'Arche Stagio. And Lucasfilm, apparently, as well. Did some work on it.
I do not even want to know how I try to pronounce that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yeah. They did some work on a Pokemon movie and some work on High School DxD, so this could be anything. Let's find out. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now. Hey, this one is a proper collaboration between Lucasfilm and someone else.
Yeah, I'm assuming Lucasfilm actually did some of the work on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they appear to be trudging through a desert.
They appear to be slaves.
They could just be prisoners.
Prisoners, but
all prisoners. You make a valid point. He has a cape.
Is that Stephen Bloom?
Yes.
This is where we execute you.
It's giving off that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ah.
Big.
It is called the pit.
You are using the wrong end of those to be digging in sand.
Mm-hmm.
And loose earth.
Do you think the Empire cares?
It's less efficient. I thought the Empire would love efficiency.
Chris, the Empire is one of the most inefficient styles of government, / just inefficiently doing everything.
Oh, we ripped that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Why have so many of them got one arm ripped off of their shirt?
What's going on here?
I'm the one that's supposed to be making the holes here.
Yeah.
Oh. Should we cover a gem? Oh.
Is that a Kyber crystal? Could be.
Maybe even is.
Yep.
Oh, there we go. These? They're more?
That's what they're digging for. Yeah. Gotta find enough to build a whole space station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a super gun in a space station.
Yeah.
Oh wow, look at that traffic between that base they're building.
Yeah. Mm. They've got so much so much money coming in from that that there's a whole town being built from
it. Ive City being built. Cool shot.
But that gets slowed down a bit at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
The pit has become big.
Yeah.
Big pit.
Mm. They hit the floor.
They hit bedrock.
Are they free? Or are they going to just be left here now?
Yeah. I was going to say, they did at least like look after them enough. Because the same people are here and still look relatively healthy. But also, they got what they came for.
Yeah.
This is incredibly inefficient. Those are good miners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but how much effort is it going to be to get them all back out of that hole?
Well, yeah, how much
they just put them in the hole and got them to dig.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They probably just lowered food down and yeah, lifted back up the kyber crystals.
Mm-hmm.
They are the people of the
hole. They have a tunnel rat civilization.
Mm-hmm.
This is how Skaven are made.
Yeah. They'd have never seen it. But I have hope. Mm-hmm.
You catch one?
What I'm saying is the prison in Andor for forced labor was far more efficient than this prison.
It was.
Mm.
And that was still a terrifying prison.
Can you imagine how much it would have cost to set that all up, though?
Yeah, a lot, yes. Maybe they set that up using the Kyber Crystal money.
Maybe. I rewatched Andor recently. It's still very good. Oh, did you make an extra handhold armadillo?
It's just me.
An armadillo.
I will make you handholds, for I am the armadillo.
That's kind of how rock climbing works.
And he never came back.
It's a long way.
Probably won't even be let in.
Yeah.
If he is.
Well, he made it.
Like the reality of it.
What a nice shiny sword.
A lot of aliens there. For a city yeah. Built by the Imperials.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Rain's not good for people stuck in a pit.
No.
Shiny. Well, at least they're not killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet.
Man, are they just... Oh, no. This is most definitively not Sparta, guys. Holy shit.
I wonder what will break first. Your spirit? Or your body?
That's not funny. Oh, no.
I mean, apparently the whole moment of passing on that stuff about the light to her made me doubt that he was going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. Make a Kyber beacon.
Mm.
Or just be loud, maybe.
Follow the light. Follow the light. Oh no, the light. Yeah.
Cool. Oh. Well,
I kind of thought he was going to stop pushing people down there.
Or shooting them, but.
Not that.
At least he didn't do that.
People who follow authoritarian regimes, when confronted with how the wrong things they're doing, often try to run as opposed to...
Yeah. Hey guys, fight. Don't... They didn't have a ladder with them. They can't exactly help right this second. Well, hope is not lost necessarily yet.
I mean... I get the feeling, seeing as it's a ship approaching, that they may have thought of this.
Now you're all going to enter nice
and that's
a
point
right?
About the impracticalities of getting them out. Ship! Mm-hmm. Star Wars! Floaty! Yeah.
What did he draw?
The pit. I mean, this is all happy and nice, but now that the Empire has left and they've heard about this, assuming they don't have anything better to do, the Imperial Star Destroyer is going to show up and blow the whole place.
maybe.
Oh, it's turning
blue.
You know what that means.
Mm.
Kyber crystals only do that when they start to bond with someone.
Yeah.
And that was how Obi-Wan Kenobi became a Jedi.
What?
Yeah.
Man. I never knew.
That was nice. That started off quite depressing and ended on quite a positive note.
End credit scene?
Yeah, there's a bit more, which will be hopefully whatever that guy was.
Yeah, end credit
drawing.
Scene.
Because we didn't get to see that yet.
Special thanks to Dave Filoni.
Hmm.
The king, despite how many grifters wanted to tear him down.
Hey, it's the armadillo.
Yeah.
It's back.
It is.
Now you can see what they spray paint.
Yeah.
Aww. That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool. Nice.
Very nice.
Very good.
Dave Filoni was the head of animation, so I guess if Lucas... I helped with that one, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was, yeah.
Very
pretty
nice.
Dark at points, but ended in a nice situation. And another story which, granted, ended with her, you know, clearly having some force ability, but essentially just another story about people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. Very cool mm-hmm. to have. And yeah, if you do want a gruff Imperial voice like that, then yeah, Steve Bloom does make sense. Because he can do those pretty well. But yeah, follow the light.
Indeed.
And the people did, which was also cool. But yeah. No, I watched a video about the Narkina 5 prison. By like people who do like architecture-y stuff, and it was very interesting. But it's like it's a pretty messed up prison, because of the amount of desensitization you have with everything. Like the food has no taste, everything is purely white. Everyone wears white. Like they pointed out, putting the windows so you can actually see other people and stuff, which obviously end up being the down floor, is like. You do need to do that. You could just completely isolate everyone. That'd be even worse, but still, just like the idea of just it being so bland and empty and everything is, it's like, it's a pretty...
Well,
a pretty
you know, the only stimulation you really get is when you're working.
Work. Yeah.
So, you know, I guess it's a way of getting them to engage with their work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I need to go back and watch Andor, but...
mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll leave that one there. That was a lot of... Fun seems like the wrong word, but it was it's nice to end on a purely happy note, I would say. Not really. A lot of them had bittersweet endings.
Mm-hmm.
That one was more just positive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay. Only one person died.
Only one person died.
Good job, Star Wars.
Yeah. Indeed.
We're so close to getting the mythical nobody dies.
Mm-hmm.
If we can.
Everybody lives.
And other stuff as well, because they have to be counted. Or else the Clone Wars wins.
Yep. Okay. We'll leave this one here. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of CabinCast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under CabinCast and on YouTube. There are uploads there on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/CabinCast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.